Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to plant seeds to enjoy the harvest. Spend some time on speculative work that you aren't sure will lead to anything. If you plant enough seeds, something will grow. Enjoying a harvest requires patience and time, but couple those with hard work, and it's amazing what you can reap. Later this week, my American listeners will be celebrating Thanksgiving. Many of us are far removed from our agrarian roots, but originally this holiday was about gratitude for the harvest. Seeds sown many months ago sprout over the spring and summer. Then they produce their bounty come fall. It is something of an annual miracle, but it also depends on a prescribed order of things. If you want to enjoy a harvest come fall, you need to plant those seeds. Life is like that too. Often, small investments made years ago suddenly produce copious results. And so, one key part of success is making sure that you are always planting seeds. You make small investments of time and effort that won't automatically lead to anything, but might. Success is a numbers game. And the more you plant, the more you are likely to sow. Building relationships is one obvious way to plant seeds. One of the fun things about being in the same business for many years is that people you met at the beginning go on to do great things. No doubt you have seen this in your own life. You get an email out of the blue from someone you worked with 15 years ago. This person has a fantastic opportunity and remembers your name. A planted seed has sprouted. So how do you plant more of such seeds? Mentoring is always an excellent idea. Folks you've helped will certainly remember you. Getting to know colleagues well and attending conferences and figuring out ways to collaborate with new people are all ways of planting seeds. You can also plant seeds by producing some sort of content that can be out in the world, speaking for you when you are not around. An article in an industry publication will be there for years, and people will find it and read it, and someone will want to connect because of it. That seed grows. You do an interview with a podcast that people in your industry listen to. Someone will hear something you said and realize you'd be perfect for an opportunity. That seed grows too. It is wonderful to do great work. But career growth isn't just about doing the work in front of you. It's about figuring out what you can do that might pay off for future you. The key is might. Since you don't know what seeds will sprout, it helps to plant a lot of seeds. And sometimes this can be frustrating. I have told the story many times of how I got my first contract to write a time management book. An executive at the publishing house saw a review I wrote of a book that they had just published. He realized he'd seen my name elsewhere, too. He wrote me a note, saying that if I wasn't under contract somewhere, he'd love to discuss book ideas. The result was a book called 168 Hours. It sounds like such a neat story. And yet, I had been trying to land a book contract for about 18 months at that point. I had lots of potential proposals out there. Among other things, I had written an 8-part series for the Huffington Post on topics in my potential book, something I did for no compensation, but just to get attention for my ideas. There were a lot of seeds out there. Eventually, it was a random book review that did the trick. Not because it was a particularly excellent book review, but because eventually, if you plant enough, something has to come up. We are all busy, so it is hard to do work that you don't know will lead to anything. It's hard enough to do the work that is a basic part of the job description. But as with anything, I find it's helpful to give yourself a reasonable goal. I will spend 2 hours this week on speculative work. Or I will do 5 things that might lead to something, even if I'm not sure what. You keep doing this week after week, and you see what happens. You might even call this your planting seeds list and see how many entries you can put on it. And when things do happen, well, this episode is about planting seeds to enjoy the harvest. I find the enjoying part is important here too. We can get so wrapped up in planting seeds that we forget to celebrate the ones that have sprouted. Every one is a little miracle and, key for this podcast, represents some pretty massive time savings in our pursuit of life goals. Those of us who run our own businesses know that when a potential new client reaches out to you because they heard you speak somewhere, that is a much more efficient way to land work than you cold pitching dozens of people. If you'd like an exciting new job, hearing from an old colleague that she is now the CEO of a startup that is hiring like crazy is much better than sending out resumes into the void. So celebrate any massive wins like this to enjoy your harvest. One of my favorite ways to do so is to give myself back some of the time I have saved. Take little vacations during the workday. You could take a walk or bike ride somewhere lovely while it's still light out. A trip to a museum or boutique with limited hours can be a treat. And coffee with a friend could be too. You are probably still far ahead. And then think about how you can plant more seeds. Can you set up more conversations? Do more favors? Create more content? It's fun to think about the possibilities you are creating, rather than that this is more work you are doing. You are planting seeds to enjoy the future harvest, which you will no doubt reap in time. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water
to stunning black sand beaches, and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.